Same old studio.
It's good to be back in the same studio.
It's good to be back in my home where we record every week, you know, in the same place.
Same exact. It's nothing's different. I don't know if you could look around. If you're listening, look around. It looks the same.
Wherever you're listening is probably the same. I don't know, unless you moved.
No, we're in a new space.
What if someone's listening and they're in our office right now? Like they're listening in our office.
Well, this is weird. I'm here. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, we're in a new space. We just moved in. If you're listening, go look at on YouTube. It looks really nice right now.
Yeah, we should turn the lights off. We should just do an episode in the dark.
Till into the dark. Till an after dark.
Ew. All right.
Anyways, we're working on it. We're gonna add some stuff. It'll be cool.
We're working on it. Anyway.
So yeah,
let's get to the topic.
Use our blankets. Okay.
Yeah, hey, that's Tim's blanket from home on the wall. That's his blankie. He actually, it's not even for sound. He was just like, man, I would just feel more comfortable if I had.
I wanted to wrap up in it, but Jaren said that's weird, so he made me hang it on the wall.
No, hanging on the wall like an adult.
We're grown ups.
What is
now.
That, your childhood blanket? Be a man, hanging on the wall. I hope this topic isn't interesting, because if someone's here because of the topic, we again wasted the first 2 minutes being idiots.
Well, hey, man.
What's up?
Have you heard of Jose Canseco?
Jose Canseco?
Jose Can say co.
Okay. We can start over if you want to be less racist. It inspired him because he was like, I want to live forever.
The book was called Juiced, Wild Times, Rampant Roids, Smash Hits, and How Baseball Got Big.
You're going to tell me Obama's not juicing?
I'm just looking for equal treatment of Lloyd Ragers.
I'm admitting to a lot of stuff on this podcast. I'm admitting that I've murdered people and got away with it.
Things I learned last night.
All right, so Jose Canseco.
Jose Canseco is what some would regard the father of steroids in the MLB.
What a name, dude. The father of steroids?
Yeah.
Is he like the guy?
Yeah. He made steroids. He invented them.
I don't know if you're joking or not.
I'm not. Well, okay. I am.
You are joking.
He basically... Okay, so it's hard to pin it down. But he got into the league at the birth of the steroid era.
He was a player.
Yeah, he was a player. Got into the league at the birth of the steroid era. And it's hard to pin down who started it.
When was the roid years? When was the...
Late 80s through the 90s.
Okay, all of the 90s?
Yeah, 90s were roid. Roid rage.
Roid
rage 90.
Roid rage. Okay, yeah. I like roid rage, yeah.
So, the
roaring roids.
So a lot of people say Canseco... it's hard to say he was the first who did it, because it's just like...
Which team did he play for?
He played for the Oakland Athletics.
Oh.
And then about a dozen teams after that.
His longest
run was with the Athletics.
Was he playing with the Athletics when they were doing their Moneyball thing?
I don't know about that.
You know Moneyball? The movie?
No, I don't know about that.
Jonah Hill. No, Moneyball.
I don't know about that.
What? Yeah, where the Athletics did like a different strategy for picking players, and then they ended up winning. Like, everyone thought they were dumb, and
I have never heard of this.
You never heard of this? So basically, the strategy was we don't like everyone. All the other teams are like spending big money on like star players, right?
Yeah.
And the Athletics, there was like a finance guy who came up with this system that was all you need is players who can get on base.
Oh, I've heard about that.
Yeah.
And so they
ended up winning 22 games in a row just off that system.
Did they start losing after that?
Yeah. I mean, they haven't won a game since, you know. But it worked for like 22 games.
I looked it up. This was in 2002 was when that happened.
Oh, okay, okay.
So yeah, it was a little bit after his time.
Yeah. They did that without steroids. Can you believe it?
That guy thought of that? No roids.
Yeah.
Didn't need roids to think of
that idea. It's really unfortunate that steroids like were such a big deal in the MLB, because all these dudes from the 90s hold these massive records.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and it's like...
lot of people. Yeah, but they were juicing. Definitely the steroids. Yeah. So what I was saying was, it's hard to pinpoint who was the first person to bring roids into the league, because it's kind of an underground thing. People are shadowy about that. They don't want you to know.
I heard it was a high school chemistry teacher. Dying of cancer, you know, just really trying to feed his family, and you know,
and then he got
swooped up in the roid rage, and then he was like, "Hey Barry, you know, hey Bear."
Okay, but a lot of people say he was definitely the one.
He was the godfather.
Who made it happen,
okay?
Because he was the kind of guy who was like, "Hey, check this out," and someone will walk over and he just jab him.
Hey, watch this. It's crazy. Now he's on vaccines. He's just out there.
Runs around the street.
He's the dude that's like, hey, look at this.
Hey, look at this.
What is he, like a street magician? What is he, the David Blaine of steroids? Or he's just like, he's like, yeah, you just got roided.
Pick a syringe, any syringe.
Ew. He's pretty crazy. The street performer is just juggling syringes.
Yeah, he jabs himself about 20 times an act.
His hands are jacked.
Just world's buffest
full on. Bro, there's like people like that though. There was a guy who came and spoke at my middle school who won the world's strongest competition for his lungs. You know?
No.
He's like, I have the strong. Yeah, he could blow up animal balloons and stuff with his lungs. And the whole speech was like, don't smoke. You know? That was his whole thing where he's like,
if you want to be like me,
you want to have the world's strongest lungs. You know? All you gotta do is like ruin your marriage and divorce your wife and start speaking at middle schools, you know, and then just blow 40 balloons a day. How do you stretch for that? You know,
that's insane.
Anyway, the dude had strong lungs.
I've never heard of that.
So I would not put it past the strongest man competition to have a
fingers.
Strongest hands
guy's
competition.
Got yoked,
you know,
fingers.
Yoked.
So Jose, he was the kind of guy, he'd hang around the locker room and just juice his friends. And then all of a sudden everybody in the league was pretty clearly on steroids. Are you doing finger pushups?
Yeah, I was trying to get my hand yoked, you know, just really working.
I hate you.
So it spread.
Here, let's back it up. Let's look at Canseco's
there was a steroid
history.
Pandemic.
Yeah. A standemic. Let's back it up. Jose.
Standemic seems like something that a youth pastor would be like, hey guys, we need to stand up for our faith.
Oh gosh.
We need to start a standemic in this town.
Oh my gosh. That's,
you know, 100%.
Yeah. I bet it's happened.
I bet for sure. You don't got to Google it.
So we'll back it up through his history. He was born in Cuba. His dad worked for a manufacturing company in Cuba. And when Castro came into power in 59, his dad lost his job and they were permitted to leave the country. So he could find work. So they kind of got out in the nick of time.
Okay.
Moved to Miami. He was one of a twin, and they both love baseball. They played baseball their whole
one
life.
One of a twin.
Yeah. His twin's name is Ozzy. Jose and Ozzy Canseco. He went into high school, played a lot of baseball in high school, but was never great. Played junior varsity.
Where did they move to?
Miami.
Okay.
He played junior varsity, and he actually was the MVP of the JV team in his junior year. So he got a chance to play senior year varsity, and he did pretty good. But it was like,
was he juicing then?
He was
high school. It's like, yeah, dude, this guy's like four times the weight of everyone else on the team. Pretty crazy.
It's nuts. I don't know how he did it, but
he was like genuinely good at baseball.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he was decent. Like, it wasn't like
he was like a prodigy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I mean, he didn't start varsity until his senior year. And even in that, in his senior year, he was only
right fielder.
Yeah, he was only decent, but he was good enough in 82 to be drafted by the Oakland Athletics and shifted into their feeder leagues.
Okay.
And so like he went straight from high school to the pros, albeit minor leagues, but was still playing in the pros. But he was shifting around all of their feeder teams for the Athletics.
Sure.
And he was not inspiring in the slightest. Like, he was like,
okay, yeah, he's, you know, you'd sit around him and you'd be like, what do you think about the future? And he's like, I don't know. Doesn't look great. You know,
doesn't inspire
and you're like,
me.
This isn't inspiring, man. His other teammates were out here like, hey dude, if you work out your lungs and you never smoke, You can have the strongest lungs in the world. And he was over there just like,
yeah. I doubt it.
Yeah, not very inspiring to be around, you know? The kind of guy that you sit around and you go, ah, man, this is bleak.
This is bleak. So he would have had a decent career in the minors is kind of where he was at. It was like you could play in the minors. You would never be
they
like
don't get
the
paid
star.
Well in the minors, though, do they?
I don't know. I don't know what the minors look like. Probably not in the 80s. I don't know. I really don't know. But it was like you're gonna play a little bit.
You're just living on $24,000 a year and the hope.
Yeah, and the promise of maybe one
the
day.
The hope of maybe.
And he wasn't very inspiring, so yeah, he was
like, well, I don't know.
Well, he missed part of the beginning of his 85 season.
Okay.
Because his mom was on her deathbed, so he flew home, and she ends up dying, and it inspired him because he said, "You know what? I want to be the best player of all time."
It inspired him because he was like, I want to live forever. Right? He sees a family member die and he's like, that's never gonna happen to me.
No, he wanted to honor his mother, and so he wanted to become the best MLB player of all time
in her name.
So he started doing drugs.
I know how to do it.
he said I want to honor my mother's memory, and he got some drugs.
And they're like, sir, this is a hospital.
Like we got lots.
We know that.
Yeah.
Like, sir, this is what's actually what we do here. That's great that you asked. No, like they're going to be like, well, you know, you could grieve differently.
Yeah.
But you went the route of, yeah, they've got him, and doctors just writing scripts.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Yeah. There's this new drug called Oxy. You're going to love it.
So he goes back. He comes back from this trip. Roided out, and it's like a 180 on his season. Like almost immediately, he's just playing super crazy.
And the whole team was like, yeah, this is.
They're like, yeah, his mom's death really inspired him. He went from not inspiring to very inspired.
All he talks about is how great he's going to be. it's contagious. I feel.
So he earns the nickname, which is the most ironic nickname ever. He earns the nickname this season, The Natural.
I don't know what I was expecting, but that wasn't it. Like, man, he's a natural, dude. Look at that. Look at that fine specimen. What'd you just hit puberty? He might have, you know. He might have, you know. He's what, 21 at this point?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah, probably about 21.
Like, man, he hit a growth spurt at 21. Like, wow, that's crazy, dude.
And so, towards the end of the 85 season, he ends up getting called up to the majors.
Obviously, yeah.
And he comes on with the Athletics.
They're like, we got a prodigy down there.
And so, he plays 29 games with
them. For the Oakland A's. What are they? Is that what they just call their minor league team? They're just the devil.
Just add an A.
What are they? The Oakland double A's down there? What are they?
And so he only plays 29 games that season, but he ends it with 96 at-bats and comes up with 5 home runs, 13 RBIs, and a batting average of .302. So has a pretty good season. His next season is technically his rookie year since it's his first year.
Sure, full season.
Full year, and he wins Rookie of the Year. Wookie of the Year.
Wookie. Okay.
He comes to the season considerably huge.
Yeah.
Like when he comes out, they're like, wow, you got jacked this offseason. And he's like, yeah, I did.
He's like, yeah, it's all natural.
Call me the natural.
Call me the natural. It's weird if someone gives themselves a nickname. You know, it's fine if someone else says it.
Yeah.
But if you come out and you're like, I'm the natural.
Yeah. You're like, I think he's unnatural. I think something's.
Yeah.
Something might.
He's trying really hard to convince us that he's natural.
So in '87, his second full season, Mark McGwire joins the league, who he got called up from the minors as well.
Yeah.
Mark McGwire is pretty visibly juicing as well. You can look at him and you say,
no,
they're probably juicing.
Dude, I thought that it's pretty wild that's still a thing though. You know,
what do you
is
mean?
That like, there's just steroid use.
Oh yeah.
You know? Cause I mean, you look at on Instagram the other day, there was two 16-year-olds who are jacked.
Yeah.
But you can always tell because their vein is too big right there.
And it's like about to like burst with all the
juice. So like there. The Rock, steroids.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, definitely steroids. Definitely rides.
But it's interesting, like bodybuilding. And I only know because Kurt, the guy who owns the gym, he was like into like actual bodybuilding.
Yeah.
You know, a while ago. But he was talking about like Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, not a steroid user, at least back in the day.
Yeah.
Because the whole point of those competitions was to get your measurements exactly the same.
Yeah.
And now it's just about be as big as you are and lift as much as you can.
Be yoked.
Strong hands.
Yeah.
You know?
Strong.
but back then, like, so compared to modern day bodybuilders, Arnold Schwarzenegger is not impressive. But what was impressive, like his measurements
were
identical, you know, so
he was also really strong.
Yeah. But you're also like, but the art of it was, you know, if this one's smaller, I know I need to work out this and do different things to make all the things the same.
Yeah.
And then now it's just, I mean, it's why I was looking at because it came up on the Discover thing and I was like, dude, this kid looks, his face looks too young to have this body.
Yeah.
Probably. And I clicked and he was like, you know, homecoming. And I'm like, bro, what the heck, man? Yeah. Like, ugh. Yeah. Wild.
Yeah. Jose gave him the.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, you love my dad, Jose Canseco.
So Mark McGwire and Jose quickly become two of the biggest names in the league.
Oh, I thought you were going to say pals.
They become pals.
They look across each other, the team, and they go,
Your biceps are fake.
Natural. They're like giving each other the nod across the field.
And they're just incredible.
Yeah.
That year... Jose,
it's pretty wild that their performance, would you say it was enhanced?
This season, Jose hits 31 home runs.
Oh my gosh.
Mark McGwire hits 49.
Well, yeah. I mean, and honestly, I grew up a Cardinals fan.
Yeah.
So I was fine with it.
Yeah.
I was like, this is great.
This is, and so they started doing this thing that's like, I mean, you see it all the time now, but it was that they were like, I think the pioneers of that thing where it's like, instead of like high fives, you do that thing where you like hook your arms. Have you ever seen that? Where like two dudes. So if you were right here, you would take your arm and we'd hook them around. Arms. Yeah. You'd hook them right there. I can't do it because this arm doesn't.
Cause you don't have biceps
right
to do it. Yeah.
No, my arms don't face.
Oh,
the
your
right
arm.
Way.
So oh, okay. 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 Sorry. Sorry. Like sorry. That. Yeah. It was like, you can't do it by yourself. Not like you don't have the arms for it.
No. Yeah.
You don't have the arms for it, but.
So they did that thing all the time. And they got the nickname, the Bash Brothers, because that's what they called it. They called it the Bash that they did.
So McGwire and Jose would do that together?
Yeah. So they would do that thing every time they'd hit home runs.
Yeah.
They'd run out and they'd link arms like that. And they got the nickname, the Bash Brothers. Everyone called them the Bash Brothers because they were bashing baseballs and bashing arms. And the marketing department for the A's saw an opportunity in them.
Yeah.
And they start branding them as the Bash Brothers, but modeled after
Smash Bros.
No, that wasn't out yet. After the Blues Brothers.
Oh, the Blues Brothers was pretty popular then.
And so they had them in the photo shoots where these
pinstripe suits. And I'll tell you, what brands will never stop doing is just taking other people's stuff. And they just go, we're the Oakland A's, and these are the Bash Brothers.
So they wrote a song that was like musically to the tune of one of the songs from the Blues Brothers, but it was, we're the Bash Brothers. And the best part about the song was the hook was, don't waste time with a high five, do the bash.
Yeah. Don't waste time with a high five. You know, that time could be spent juicing.
Like, I just love that hook.
What's your secret? I just eat healthier and work out all the day. I bash a lot. And also the steroids help.
Steroids. Yeah, steroids. Big part. But,
that's probably, honestly, should have listed that first.
should have led with that. So anyways.
Do you use steroids?
Did you ask if I use steroids?
Yeah.
I need new steroids if I do. I'm using the wrong stuff.
I use the stuff that this dude in my neighborhood sold me. And I don't know if it's working that well.
So
I think it's just essential oils. But I'm injecting it every day.
Putting it in. It's just lavender. I've got veins full of lavender.
Yeah. Do the rash. You know what I'm saying? Call me the Rash Brothers. Just breaking out knives. Tuesday, Tuesday, Tuesday. That's right. That's when new episodes drop on Patreon. Patreon's a way to get early access to episodes and other content and exclusive merchandise. And we're not going to stop there because we got a private Discord with our hosts and producers in it for less than 17 cents a day. That's right. That's $5 a month. You too can be a Patreon supporter and not hear advertisements in this freaking podcast anymore. Text Tillin to 66866. Otherwise, I'll come to your house. I will find you. I will destroy everything that's good in your life until we're the only thing left. Anyway, here's another advertisement.
This episode is brought to you by Miracle Made. Hey, summer's here, and what that means is it's starting to get warmer at night. And if you're anything like me, that means you're waking up all night long covered in a whole lot of sweat. We're all friends here. We can be honest with each other. And if that's you, I recommend you check out Miracle Made. Miracle Made is crazy because their sheets are inspired by NASA. They have this silver-infused fabric, and it regulates temperature, which means if it's too hot at night, it helps keep you cool. And if it's too cold at night, it helps keep you warm. And it does this all night long. It's really, really cool. And the wild thing is they are luxuriously comfortable, and they don't have the high price tag of a lot of other luxury brands out there. So you can feel a lot nicer in these than you would with sheets that you'd find at a lot of five-star hotels. It's crazy. Go to trymiracle.com/Tillin to try Miracle Made sheets today. And whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a friend or a loved one, if you order right now, you can save over 40%. And if you use our promo code Tillin, that's T-I-L-L-N at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and you'll save an extra 20%. Miracle is so confident in their product that it's backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee, which means if you're not 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/Tillin and use the code Tillin to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/Tillin to treat yourself. Thanks again to Miracle Made for sponsoring this episode. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. One of the things that I have a problem with is I am a bottler. That means when I feel something, any emotion, typically negative ones, I will bottle it up and pretend it doesn't exist. It's a thing I've struggled with for a long time, and I think a lot of us can sympathize with this. We deal with stressors in our lives, whether they're big or they're small things, we bottle them up, and then that can start to affect us negatively. It can weigh us down, but therapy is a safe place we can go to get those sorts of things off of our chest and to figure out what the things are that are actually weighing you down, because sometimes you bottle that stuff up and you didn't realize you bottled it up. That's been something that's been super helpful for me with my relationship with my therapist. He walks me through these things and unscrews the bottle caps and lets things explode all over the place in a safe environment where that's kind of the understanding of what's happening. If you're thinking of giving therapy a try, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient. It's flexible and it's suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist or switch therapist at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Tillin today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Tillin, T-I-L-L-N. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode.
So they're just dominating.
Yeah. The two of them.
People are like, this is a wonder.
The Bash Brothers, Mark and Jose, are running the league. They're giving each other shots in the bathrooms, coming out, bashing baseballs.
I know you meant shots, but for a second I was like, shots in the bathrooms? They're just like maybe. Tequila?
They were the best players in the world.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Undisputed. And so they were all stars everywhere they went. They had the star treatment, and they lived like very live fast, die young lifestyles. Came out pretty quick, though, that they weren't as good of friends.
Bash Bros do it right, live fast, die young.
That's their new campaign. And everyone's like, the Bash Bros.
They're like, this song hasn't even come out yet.
For a long time. You took a different angle with that. And I'm really glad you did, because we're going to call that back in a minute.
Oh, okay.
So it came out that they weren't as close as their brand wanted them to be. They were just teammates.
Yeah, obviously.
And so I mean,
it's kind of like us.
But they they had to act like they were closer than they were. There were tensions. Meanwhile, Jose.
That's what we do here.
Mark is in a relationship where he thinks Jose's giving him exclusive shots in the bathroom. Jose is shooting everybody up in the bathroom. Jose's like,
Mark's like, hold on.
Hold on. You're doing this to
everyone? You're cheating on me and the MLB? You're just a cheater all around?
And so they're having an incredible run on the field.
Yeah.
30, 40 home runs a season, both of them.
Sure.
Which is insane that two people on the same team are hitting those kinds of numbers, stealing so many bases, great job in the outfield. Oh, except for one moment. Except for one moment. Actually, all throughout his career, Jose had these moments that were just like, are you a professional baseball player? Like my personal favorite. He played in the outfield, and there was this ball that was going to, like, it was going to be a close call. Is it going to go out? Is it going to be in the line?
Sure.
And so he jumps to get it, and he hits it with his head over the fence. And so it was a home run. He headed it like it was soccer.
Dude, I felt that way watching the Chiefs play this season so far. The stuff that, like, Mahomes has done, you're just like, are you? I had a dream about it last night. I've been watching that Dope Sick series on Hulu about OxyContin. And in my dream, someone was like, yeah, dude, Patrick Mahomes is, like, addicted to Oxy now. And I was like, that makes so much sense, actually. Put that out there.
So... After that play happened,
he just knocked it over the.
Yeah, he headed it.
Did it count for his home run record? Do they give assists?
So after he did that, a professional indoor soccer team called the Harrisburg Heat sent him a contract.
Oh my god! For a bit though, as a joke, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. That's hilarious though. They're like, hey, you want to do that at our team? We're good at that stuff. That's funny, man. That would suck though, because you know he's just mad all the time because of the steroids. Mm-hmm. But you know, then you get like roasted, and luckily the internet didn't exist then, because Twitter would have destroyed his self-esteem.
Oh, 100%. But off the field, Mark is. Whatever, like, he has his roid rage incidents, but they're not terrible.
Yeah.
Jose, on the other hand,
murdered three people.
Is a madman.
Did he murder somebody?
No, he didn't.
Okay, I was gonna say, did I make a joke about that? Okay,
no, he didn't murder anyone. But
that we know of.
He had a lot of roid rage incidents where he just freaked out on reporters, was screaming, yelling, throwing stuff, you know, whatever. But he also had some crazy other incidents. Like one time, the cops tried to pull him over for going 140 miles an hour. And he led them on a 15-mile police chase. And the Athletics were like, bro, you can't do that.
He's like, why?
He's like, give me one good reason. Another time, he was in a fight with his wife. So he went outside and he rammed his car into her BMW.
Yeah, but who hasn't? You know? What was the fight about? Let's hear it out. Let's hear him out.
I don't know what the fight was. Another time, and he actually was charged for hitting his wife, but those charges were dropped by her. But it's
you know,
so there's a lot of sketchy stuff happening. An interviewer
rammed his car into her car.
Yeah, he just ran his car.
I've thought about doing that to you so many times though, and like not even in an angry way, you know,
but just for fun.
It'd be funny if I did
just for fun. Later on down the road, it came out that he was on steroids after his retirement, and an interviewer asked him about all these things that happened, and they're like, do you think that's because of the steroids? And he said. He said, you can't blame steroids for every angry outburst from a person. He said, what do you do if someone goes crazy and murders a bunch of people and they're not on steroids? You can't say steroids are the problem. And so the interviewer is like, sir, are you saying you're the problem?
He's like, hey, you're blaming steroids, but have you met my wife? She sucks. You know, he's like, dude, you're like, are you doing a Seinfeld impersonation right now? He's like, she sucks. You know, hey, you know, and like, you're like, it just seems like you're uncomfortable with this question. Steroids. You know?
So after in the middle of the 92 season,
you're the problem.
This has been happening a lot.
Maybe that's what is needed though. You know, it finally got him to some introspection, you know, where he's like, maybe I am the problem. And that is why I suggest, if you're having marital problems, steroids might be the solution, you know? Because you can't find Jesus until you reach the end of yourself.
You have to get some roid rage in there. You have to get a testimony. You got to get yourself a testimony. Mm-hmm. I don't have a testimony yet. I'm out looking for my testimony.
That's why we call it, when we walk someone through, you know, Romans 3:23, Romans 6:23, it's called the Romans roid. So, I don't know. I'm trying to make as many steroid jokes as I can. That's my job in this.
So, after in the middle of the 92 season, the A's were basically like, you know what? This is getting too much. Like,
we're on to you.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't so much we were on to you. They were cool with turning a blind eye to the steroids back then. It was more of a, you're a liability because of the cop chases and the beating your wife thing. Like, if you could stop doing all this crazy stuff, we're happy for you to break the rules in the MLB. Just don't break the rules in real life.
Yeah. We didn't like that you, you know, shanked that second baseman. But we love the RBIs, you know?
Yeah. If you're going to shank someone, do it with a syringe and someone on our team. We get it. You got to shank people sometimes.
Yeah.
We get it.
I mean, we get it, you know? It's the MLB. You're not in the double A's anymore.
So he goes and he jumps around for the next like 10 years, plays with the Rangers, the Red Sox. Plays with the Rangers, the Red Sox for a few years. And then in 97, the Athletics management was like, remember the Bash Brothers?
Yeah.
Those were good times, weren't they? Those were great. And so they called up Mark McGwire and they called up Jose Canseco and they're like, you guys want to reunite and bring back the good old days? And so they did it. They brought him back. And they had a good year. They did well. But it was still the same kind of drama. And they're like, yeah, we shouldn't have done this. So they ended up letting them both walk. He goes to the Blue Jays, then the Rays, then the Yankees, and the White Sox. And then ends up going to the minors and plays in the minors for pretty much until now.
He's still playing?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
We got a 40-year career?
His last time he was on a depth chart, I think he's still trying to play. His last year on a depth chart was 2017. 2018. He did also play in a couple amateur leagues in 2011 and 2016, which is really funny to me. Like, he just went out for the rec league.
Who's that 60-year-old man over here? I got it.
His biceps are gigantic, though.
Nothing else, too. I mean, his legs are scrawny.
He can barely walk.
He looks like freaking Popeye out there.
So anyways, so he ends up having this career where it's like, I mean, he should go to the Hall of Fame, right? He's had an insane, his average home run count throughout his whole career was 40.
Average. Which means he got like 50 some seasons.
Well, no, he was like 40. I think his highest was 47.
Okay.
But still, he was like in the 30s, 40s, and at the lowest in like the 20s, most seasons, unless he was injured. And so he had just a really incredible career. Granted, he had some help.
From who?
I don't know, man. I think the front office. Anyways.
When did he get found out?
Well, in 2005, he wrote a book.
Called If I Did It.
The book was called Juiced, Wild Times, Rampant Roids, Smash Hits, and How Baseball Got Big. And in that book, he outed everybody.
He was
just like, yeah, I gave that guy
roids.
Yeah,
we were in the bathroom.
I gave that guy roids. I just called him by name. Like, practically half the league. and he's like, everybody did roids. He's like, we all did steroids.
You think Barack Obama would be president without me?
I gave him roids in the bathroom right before the primaries.
Yeah. We thought you were talking about a different Barry. No, that's Barry. Yeah, no, I juiced Barry. Bonds? Obama. You're going to tell me Obama's not juicing?
And so
And so he writes this book, and obviously so many MLB players are really mad at him after this.
Yeah. They're like, what? Yeah, like, do they deny it?
Bro. Yeah. They all denied it.
Oh, really?
It ends up leading to this like congressional hearing where
the freaking Congress, they're all sitting over there like, no.
No, we've never done steroids. Not us. Do I look like I do steroids? Do I look like?
Say I do it one more time. Say it. I dare you! Like, you got a guy running, like, playing demolition derby in the parking lot with everyone's cars, windows down, just like, I don't do steroids! Right? He's just demolishing him. And everyone's just, like, looking at him like, yes, this guy's, he does steroids.
He's like, pretty obvious, right? Yeah, like, it's pretty clear.
We can convict this one.
So, in this congressional hearing,
I hurt my voice to do.
Every other player denies their use in steroids.
Yeah, obviously.
Mark McGwire is my favorite, though, because Mark McGwire, every question, his response was, I don't want to talk about the past, which is a pretty obvious way to say, yeah, I did it.
I just want to talk about the future. Dude, if I ever go down for murder, which I will, if I ever go down for it, then that's how in my interrogation, they're going to be like, what did you do? I'm like, I don't really want to talk about the past.
I don't want to talk about the past.
You know, I just feel like,
how's the point? Talking about
can
the past.
I be honest with you, officers? I just feel like you're dwelling in the past, you know? And I just really would love to push you guys to the future. Yeah. Or off a cliff. One of the two. Would love to push you somewhere, though.
Push you somewhere. So in 2007, after his book came out, he got six Hall of Fame votes, which is 1% of the ballots. You need at least 5% to stay on the ballot for the next year. So he missed his shot at the Hall of Fame. And from that point forward, he claims that the MLB was blackballing him and saying, we're keeping you out. You can't be involved. And even like he wasn't invited back to a lot of different events like back at the stadium until they won a World Series in 89. I didn't mention that. They actually went to the World Series 3 straight years. They won in 89. And at the anniversary of that, the 20th anniversary of that, he went, Mark McGwire didn't come because he knew he was going to be there. He didn't want to see him. So Mark McGwire and him are like mortal enemies now. They're roid enemies.
It's tough to see the Bash Bros,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
become the Bash foes.
I was wondering where you're going to go with that.
I was wondering too. I didn't see it.
I was like, where is he?
Yeah. I came up with it and said it. I was just trusting that my brain was going to get there by the end of the sentence. And you know what? Came through that time.
Because of all that practice you do.
So annoying. I practice comedy. What about it? All right.
So he misses his chance at the Hall of Fame, which he deserved. I mean, he did a lot of steroids.
He deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
Here's the thing.
Shut up. Are you kidding me right now? Well, listen. If everybody was juicing,
that's the thing. If anybody got the Hall of Fame in that era, then he deserved it too.
Yeah, I don't think they should be in there.
Here's my thing. If you're gonna say this guy can't get in the Hall of Fame because he juiced, then everybody that in that era has
I'll put him in the Hall of Fame, but we don't get to put him by Jose Canseco. He's got to go in as the unnatural.
Look, here's what I'm saying. If we can set up a juice era Hall of Fame. He can be a part of that Hall of Fame. It's a separate hall at the hall.
So you're saying to me,
it's a secondary hall. It's an offshoot hall.
Wouldn't it just be like the, you know, the Hall of Infame? You know?
The Hall of Blame.
The Hall, yeah. You know, just like, I mean.
I mean, here's the thing. I will say it is cheating, clearly. But
I'm glad we can agree on that.
It's hard when you're like, okay, so many other players who did it are in the Hall of Fame, and he had an amazing career. He was the best in the world at the time. Why is he not getting recognized for it?
Because he cheated.
I mean, yeah, but so many other people who cheated are in the Hall of Fame.
I hope your kids never listen to this.
They should get recognized for it. That's fine. They can mace themselves over it.
But, Dad, everybody else did it. Everyone was doing it. That's the message you're sending?
I'm not saying
you're sending the message that everyone was doing.
I'm not saying it's okay because everyone was doing it.
Actually, can I run our finances? I would like to run our finances if that's possible. I just want to make sure that, you know, because you've been doing it, but I would like to take over that. If that's
I'm just
cool.
saying, if everyone else is doing it and they're getting recognition,
everybody's doing
for
it. Everybody's doing
I'm not,
it.
I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying this guy deserves to get the recognition that everyone else is getting, the same recognition, because he godfathered it.
I believe that everyone else deserves to get the same recognition that he's getting, which is not in the Hall of
that's
Fame.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying the same thing. I'm saying if these people aren't in the Hall of Fame, he deserves to be in too. But if he's going to be out, they all need to be out too. I'm just looking for equal treatment of Roid Ragers.
Okay.
Love Till and Podcast and want to support the show? Well, you can support us by buying Till and Podcast merch and wearing it out in the wild. We have tees, hoodies, shirts, and so much more in our merch store. We also have exclusive merch for every single episode, but those are limited, so make sure you get them while you can. Text Tillin to 66866 to support the show. Thank you so much.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Here's what he said about it, though. He was asked about whether or not he thought he should be included.
And his answer was
his thought was for the coming generations. And so he's like, I really don't think.
They were like, hey, what do you think about future years? And he was like, I only want to talk about the past.
He's like, these kids, he said, the kids coming up now, he said, they don't need steroids to become good players.
Yeah. We took enough of them. So now our kids just naturally have steroids in them. They don't need the juice anymore.
He said, this is a quote. He said, we overemphasize the steroids and not the athletic ability and skills of these people. He said, we're taking away the hard work an athlete puts in and saying he became great just because of the steroids. Let me give you a perfect example. This is a direct quote. He says, I have an identical twin brother, Ozzy. He is the closest thing to me genetically. And in my prime, I was a super athlete. My twin brother used the same chemicals, same workouts, the same nutrition. Why didn't he make it in the big leagues? That's the perfect example that we are giving steroids way too much credit. If steroids are that great, it would have made him a superstar too. But Ozzy sucked. I added that last part.
Okay. Yeah, he's like, he would have been a superstar too, but Ozzy sucked. You know, and Ozzy's there for the interview, and Ozzy's just like also gigantic, and it's like
he's like it even gave me the 140 mile an hour police chase. I rammed a BMW with my car. He said we did all the same
Ozzy's
things.
Like I did everything he did. I'm serving 20 years in prison right now.
Speaking of other things that they did together,
oh no,
they got in a fight outside of a nightclub in Miami.
With each other?
No, with some random dudes.
Okay.
And they beat the tar out of them.
Oh yeah. Because the other dudes weren't on steroids.
Yeah. One, they were on steroids. Two, we haven't mentioned this yet, but Jose Canseco is a black belt in jiu-jitsu. Also a self-proclaimed nunchuck expert.
All right, hold on. So here's the question, right? I think everyone's listening is having. You're saying that the nunchuck expert plays a role in this fight outside a club, which means that did he have his nunchucks at the club?
I don't think so. It's unsubstantiated.
You're just sitting here and you're like, I think I got nunchucks over there. And see, someone's like, hey,
don't talk about the nunchucks.
Don't talk about his nunchucks. All right.
Don't mention the chucks.
He's on steroids. Right.
Lots of steroids.
Maybe he's hiding maybe he's hiding the syringes inside the nunchucks. That's what it is. He's just like a freaking EpiPen of steroids. That was an EpiPen joke for Michael over here.
So after his professional baseball career, I guess not professional because he still was playing professionally, but after his MLB career ended, he did the same thing Logan Paul did after he was not relevant, and he just started challenging
YouTubing.
He just started challenging a bunch of famous people to fights.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
And so
hey, you, me, nunchucks. outside this club.
So he calls up a former.
What year is this?
2008. He calls up a guy by the name of Vi Sikahama.
Who was big in 2008? What's he calling up?
Oh, listen to the people who he called up. So he called Vi Sikahama, who was a fighter.
Calls the Numa Numa guy from YouTube, right? 2007. Numa Numa. Hey.
I don't want to fight that guy. He saw the video. All the rest of us were like, Numa Numa. Hey.
Numa Numa.
He's like, I'm going to fight that guy.
He's like, yeah. He's watching it alone, 3 a.m. in his boxers in his living room. You know that movie scene where it's just the glow just of the computer?
Gripping his nunchucks so hard. Like denting fingerprints into his nunchucks.
He calls his publicist the next morning. He's like, give me the Numa Numa guy. And they're like, the who? The Numa Numa guy.
Oh, you haven't seen that yet? Let me send you a link. I want to fight him.
He broke four laptops because of this video.
So he challenges this guy to a fight. Vi Sikahama. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that. It took place on July 12th in Atlantic City. Challenge fight with the prize of $30,000.
Is it a boxing match or is it just boxing? This is okay.
He got knocked out in the first round.
I love that.
So then,
I love, we watched a UFC fight. I loved whatever that dude's name was, the Street Jesus guy.
Oh yeah.
Who
yeah,
was
yeah,
just
yeah.
like, I'm the best fighter in the world. Blah, 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 blah. And his, like the guy he was fighting against, it cut to his interview and so, the guy was just like, he is no competition to me. And I was like, that guy's going to obliterate this man. Like, cause yeah, I mean like, yeah, I love when yeah. like one fighter is just like, oh like, yeah. Super oh cocky. Yeah. And then the other one is just like, I have not even trained for this fight. I will win.
So after he lost that fight the following year, in January, he challenges, radio personality and former child actor, Danny Bonaduce. To a fight.
Why? Yeah, what's that kid from Home Alone doing?
He's listening to the radio. He's like, I want to fight that guy.
I want to fight that guy. I want to fight the kid from Home Alone. Give me the kid from Secondhand Lions, too. Haley Joel Osment, let's get him. Like, he's just naming what?
So he ends up fighting Danny in a celebrity
match. They just agree to it?
Yeah, people are like, yeah, sure, let's fight.
Freaking Alonzo, what's his face? Carlton? Is this like doing it? Because he's juicing.
You. I'll fight you.
Have you seen Alonzo, whatever his face is?
No.
Look up Carlton guy. He definitely got connected to Jose Canseco.
Oh my gosh. Let's see. Let me look up biceps.
Hold on. Your search history just says Fresh Prince Carlton biceps. That's getting sent to your accountability partner, I'll tell you that. freaking Covenant Eyes is like, that's messed up, dude. Like, we gotta send this to everybody. You're getting your AG stuff revoked, man, over Fresh Prince Carlton biceps.
They are pretty big, though.
So, okay. You know what I'm saying, though? Okay, so who else is he fighting? Just give me a list. Kimbo Slice.
So he fights one more guy, just another fighter. He loses all of them. Actually, the Danny one was a draw.
Oh.
So doesn't have a great fighting career. Meanwhile, he gets a divorce. It was pretty nasty. Falls into some financial issues. Ends up getting his house foreclosed on and goes into a kind of a bit of a spiral.
Spin, yeah. Yeah,
a bit of a spiral. ends up... I was laughing so hard I'm out of breath. the Carlton.
Clearly not a roid user.
and then in October... of 2014,
what?
He accidentally shot off one of his fingers. And then in 2019, he opens up a car wash in Las Vegas, which every Wednesday he does autographs.
Get a car wash in Vegas. Still?
Yeah. Yeah. So you go get your car wash, get yourself a...
Hey, you did your honeymoon in Vegas. Did you go?
I didn't know it was there. Oh. Actually, my honeymoon was before that.
Before the car wash opened?
Yeah, the car wash.
He opened that car wash in the last 2 years?
Yeah, he opened it in 2019. And actually, at the beginning of this year, he fought Billy Football, the Barstool sports guy. Got knocked out in the first round.
I love this.
So he went back to
Would fight. He fight me? I'm sure.
Challenge him.
Hey. Jose Canseco. All right.
Anybody if you don't want to fight...
I'll tell you right now. I'll fight you with one finger tied down. So it's a fair fight. Do the John Cena thing. I'll cut one of them off. I don't care.
Oh, gosh.
He I would cut a finger off for the bit.
He had a handful of...
Well, handful.
He had a handful of legal problems throughout the 2000s.
Yeah.
Some like vehicle stuff, a couple allegations that ended up being dropped. And then he did have to spend a month in jail because he was on probation and he tested positive for steroids during that period. So he did do some jail
time. You can't use steroids on probation?
No. Also,
can you use ibuprofen on probation? What can you not do? Where's the line?
What's the hardest drug?
Where's the line?
Use
yeah, that's kind probation. Of a serious question, but whatever. Just want to know for when I'm on probation. Yeah, I'm admitting to a lot of stuff on this podcast. I'm admitting that I've murdered people and got away with it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Put that out there.
So, and then he had a few reality TV stints.
Yeah, obviously.
He had a show in 2008 called Jose Canseco. Last Shot Chronicles.
He got a show?
Yeah, he got a show about him trying to make it back into the MLB from the minors at what, like 47?
It's a long shot, guys, but I'm going to go for it. So,
like, good, we can use that, but we'll call it Last Shot. and he was on Celebrity Apprentice. He ended up leaving early because his father got sick.
He was on Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah, he was on Celebrity Apprentice.
He's met a president.
Yeah. But I'm going to be honest. All of this pales into the real reason why I brought this guy up.
Oh, we haven't even got through the real reason yet.
One more thing before we jump into this. In his 30 for 30
interview. We're jumping into another thing. This is a long episode.
It'll be a second.
Okay.
Before we jump in, and this is my favorite quote from him. In his 30 for 30
Can interview, we put one of his quotes on the wall?
Yeah, actually, let's do this one. In his 30 for 30 interview, he called Tommy Lasorda, who was the manager of the Dodgers.
Yeah. he seemed like the type of guy who just didn't know what was going on.
He called him a chubby little fat troll who is the worst Humpty Dumpty pasta eating moron I've ever seen.
What, he just take every, like, he just went, here's what he did, right? He went down to the locals bus stop where middle schoolers were hanging out, and he's like, give me your insults. Come on.
What's trending right now?
What do we got right now? And they're like, well, we call this kid Humpty Dumpty. You know, he's like, all right, good. What else we got? You know? What? Can you send that to me? I have a new Twitter bio that I would like to.
Yeah, I'm literally just going to. It's a tweet, so I'll send it directly to you.
Did he tweet it?
No, somebody quote tweeted him.
Oh, nice.
Because it was in his 30 for 30 interview.
Yeah, I would like to get that as one of those, like, you know, Hobby Lobby quotes, if we can put that up on our wall back here.
Yeah, that would be awesome. So he also, somewhere after his MLB career, got really into aliens.
Is this what we're jumping? Is this a joke?
No, he got really into aliens. And he was convinced. In multiple interviews, he said that the aliens, he's been in communication with the aliens, and they're trying to teach us time travel, but our bodies aren't ready
for
it.
How does it always come to this? How do you do this? How is it that the whole time I'm like, this is a normal episode, and then at the very end you sneak in some alien stuff, dude?
Listen to this. Listen to this. You gotta listen to this.
Are you kidding me right now?
He said they've been trying to teach us how to time travel.
I met aliens once. They were some pigeon brain Humpty Dumpties. I'll tell you that. Like, what are you talking about?
He said, we have to change our body composition. Our bodies cannot handle time travel with the way they are right
That's
now.
That's why I've been using steroids for decades.
I think that was kind of his point.
That was his whole thing. Was like, guys, normal people can't do it, you know? Only us naturals.
Here's a quote. He said, aliens have been trying to teach us how to time travel, but first we have to change our body composition, which we are not willing to do. We've tried with animals, and it has failed. I don't know what he means by that. He didn't elaborate.
We've tried with animals?
Yeah.
What if we tried with animals?
He later said, time travel puts 42,651 pounds of pressure on a human skeletal structure. He said, if you can detach the human brain from the body and equalize the pressure, it could be done. But then he tweets, our science is totally irrelevant to aliens. And here's my favorite part of this whole thing is...
What is today? Today's Friday?
Yeah.
Okay. Can y'all look up some flights to... Vegas for Wednesday morning for me, please. I've just got some questions.
Well, bro, wait till you hear this. It is, at the time of this recording, it's October 29th. If you're listening to this, I think it's Thanksgiving. So happy Thanksgiving. I hope this has been a blessing.
If you're listening to this, happy Thanksgiving. Okay.
I hope this is a blessing to you. But at the time of recording this, 4 days ago, Jose Canseco was in a plane crash.
Shut up.
He was in a plane crash, and it crashed into the water. and he tweeted after this plane crash, he said...
From the water. He said, in the ocean right now.
He tweeted, flying to New York this morning, my plane crashed. So I was swimming to my appearance. He had an appearance in New York he couldn't miss.
Swimming to it?
Yeah, so he crashed in the water, and he started swimming to
He's
New
like,
York.
All right, y'all. Just free. Are you kidding me right now?
Ditch the crew. Ditch the pilot. Ditch the
He's
plane.
Like, which way is New York? They were like in the water, like on the little
They're
seats.
Waiting.
They're on the seats that are like...
I think it's that way.
Dude, if you just wait, we just put a flare out. But he's like, I don't have time to wait. I know that you regular old humans will just hang out here as shark bait, you know? But I'm prime meat down here. They're going to try to get me first. I got to get out of here, you know? Which way is New York? Cool. And then just dives. He goes, he makes a dolphin noise. Ah! And then just dove down and swam. He's swimming to his event in New York. Shut up. What does the rest of the tweet say? As I was swimming, a light beamed down from space. Shut up.
I was swimming to my appearance, and aliens picked me up, and they're dropping me off at my appearance at 1 o'clock today. See you guys then. He is on the spacecraft tweet.
Hey, guys. The aliens care about my speaking schedule. I dove into the water. The aliens were like, well, this doesn't match up with his Google calendar. I hate that everything with you comes back to aliens. Can I just say it again? Are you kidding me right now? Did he make it to a speaking event?
Yeah, he did.
Walks in soaking wet.
Just drenched. Like, Jose, why are you just do you need
dripping
a towel?
All over the
He's
stage.
He's like, no, I'm fine.
He's like, no, this is evidence.
Don't dry me off. Don't you dare dry me
off. What
was
he speaking at? The same thing that the Blink-182 guy was speaking at? What is this? He's just speaking at the American Legion Hall for like six people who believe in ghosts and aliens? The aliens picked him out of the water?
Yeah, the article says, thankfully his friends were there, and so they picked him out of the water and got him to his appointment on time. But Jose... blames the aliens. So I'm not sure. It's unclear to me if Jose thinks his friends are aliens or if he actually got picked up by aliens.
Or if he knows his friends are aliens, you know?
I know you guys are aliens in disguise.
He's like, oh, and that's what didn't make the book in 2005. They're like, listen,
the
fine,
out
us for
out.
Steroids, but don't tell everyone Mark is an alien, okay? Are you kidding me right now?
Oh my gosh. 4 days ago, man. He was I was so happy when I found
and
that.
Delivered to a speaking event by aliens. That's what we're going with.
Oh, man. That speaking event is a fiddle off. Things I Learned Last Night is a production of Space Tim Media, produced by Christian Taylor, audio by Alex Garnett, video by Connor Betts, our graphics and our logo by Caleb Goldberg, and our social media is run by Caleb Bacher. Our hosts are Jaren Myers and Tim Stone. Follow us on your favorite social media platform at Tillin Podcast. That's T-I-L-L-N Podcast. Remember to tell all your friends about us, and we'll see you next Tuesday for another episode of Things I Learned Last Night.